The Roots of Armodoxy, Ararat. In stark contrast to the wonderful and joyous hospitality you will be extended as a tourist in Armenia, is your first encounter with its people at the small passport control booth as you exit the plane and enter the country. This passport official in this small booth is not interested in chit-chat or idle conversation, just the facts. A quick look up and down, and a few back and forths at the documents, and then relief. They have stamped your passport, and so you enter into this amazing land of enchantment, dreams, and surprises. We'll be looking at the surprises that Armenia holds in this series of daily podcasts called The Roots of Armodoxy here on Epostle.net. And the first surprise is in the document that you hold in your newly stamped passport. You look at the stamp that identifies the date of your entry, and directly at the top of the stamp is a drawing of a mountain with two peaks, one small, one large. For me, and I assume for many Armenians who have grown up with the double peaks, it's recognized as the symbol of the biblical Mount Ararat. In fact, it's so recognizable to Armenians that the element of surprise might escape you. Mount Ararat is identified in the Bible, Genesis chapter 8, verse 4, as the resting place of Noah's Ark following the great flood. Whereas Genesis chapter 2, verse 10, locates the Garden of Eden in Armenia, we discover that the second chance for the cradle of civilization is once again in Armenia, at Mount Ararat. Armenians are described as the people who inhabit the land at the base of Mount Ararat. Politics being what they are, has the mountain located in the borders of Turkey today. But it is the Armenian mountain, so much so that on this legal document, on this internationally recognized and accepted passport, the symbol of the country of Armenia is Mount Ararat. Surprised? The root of both the mountain and the people is the same, Ar, just as it is for everything that is essential, such as the sun, Arev. Poet Yehusha Charens proclaims, "Travel around the world and there is no peak such as Ararat." I've been to both sides of Mount Ararat. When seen from the other side, the majesty of the peaks is just not there. Viewed from Yerevan, Armenia, Mount Ararat is overwhelming and grand, like a mother forever present in the life of her children, witnessing the struggles, the pains, the joys, and triumphs they experience. Mount Ararat sets the tone for the journey we are about to take through this sacred and inspiring land. Here is a small area occupied by people who sit at the crossroads of three continents, who have been trampled and bullied by invaders and barbarians, and yet, with no military strategy that weighs on the world theater, this group of people continue to live and prosper based on a biblical game plan, not of floods and disasters, but of resurrection. Armodoxy brings that game plan to our lives today. We begin with a visit to this holy land. Join me tomorrow as we continue on this journey, Roots of Armodoxy. For today, we conclude with Psalm 36. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings.